You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. That is essentially what President George W. Bush told the American people to justify our invasion of Iraq in the mid-2000s. Here we are 20 years later, and Donald Trump, Donald Trump's Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, and everyone around him are repeating this exact type of shaming of the American people if we don't support another war in the Middle East. But it doesn't work. It no longer works to shame us for not wanting to be a part of endless wars. I am entirely for self-determination fights, like over in Ukraine, over in Palestine. These countries should be free with sovereign borders, but the United States striking other countries than having our officials go on TV to yell at the American people because we don't support the strikes is a new low for this administration. And something that is very important before I play this clip of Stephen Miller, this is probably the most important point I could make, is that no matter what we were doing, Stephen Miller would be defending it. If we were invading Canada, killing Canadians, or Greenland, or bombing allies, Stephen Miller would still be frothing at the mouth on TV saying the radical lefts were overreacting. If Trump admin members began killing American citizens in the street, Stephen Miller would be on TV saying it was justified because they were radical leftists. Oh wait, that literally already happened. ICE literally already killed multiple US citizens, and Stephen Miller was the first person to be out front saying they were domestic terrorists, saying that they were, trying to inflict maximum damage on law enforcement, which is all just a complete lie. So Stephen Miller will always lie to run defense for the most extreme policy that he created, and this type of shit needs to be called out, confronted, and held accountable. So drop a like, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are going to be relentlessly covering all of this as we continue to build Mockler Media. Mockler Media is a Gen Z powerhouse with me. You guys know Chris Mowry, Micah Irfan, we've got Hayden, we've got producer Victor, we've got all of these people combined to just push the truth. Here is Stephen Miller beginning his Fox News meltdown. He always comes in with this intense, you know, just dark energy. And in this one, he's using Iraq-esque defenses as to why we need to invade. Just take a listen.
I don't think that people understand the Trump doctrine is not isolationism. Maybe you can help set them straight, because I'm not too effective, I guess.
The president has made clear that he believes America's awesome military might should be used to protect and defend America's interests, not to surrender the world to our adversaries, to our enemies, to those who would do us harm, not to surrender the world's resources, lanes of commerce, or capacity to keep our citizens safe. No, America first means America will be the greatest, most unquestioned, unmatched power in the world. And it means we will defend American lives. And yes, we will avenge American blood. Iran has waged war against the American people, this regime, for 47 years. They took our embassy hostage.
Okay, what in the hell? This is so desperate. So their justification is now the Iran hostage crisis that happened in 1979. It was absolutely awful, but as far as I remember, Donald Trump did not run on vengeance for like 50-year-old events. Donald Trump ran on America first populism that said he would start no new wars, and he even said he ended all wars. He very clearly ran an anti-war, anti-interventionist populist campaign. We all saw it. Not once did he run on bombing Iran or taking over Venezuela. Like, if he wanted to run on that openly, then it would be different, because the American people should have a say in our foreign policy. So for him to run and lie to the American people, then hoodwink us and pull the rug, and then invade countries, that is a slap in the face. If you want to invade countries, if you want to do that, I don't agree with it, but just run on it. Run on that in the first place, rather than lying to us, because I want to have a say. Most Americans want to have a say in their foreign policy. To continue with Stephen Miller.
They bombed our Marines in Beirut. They kidnapped, tortured, and murdered the CIA station chief. They have maimed and wounded and attacked thousands of American troops.
I mean, he's doing the same thing again. Quote, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. That was the message from George W. Bush, and that is what Stephen Miller is saying. Donald Trump did not run on righting the wrongs of Iran's attacks against America in like 2007. These things are absolutely awful, but Donald Trump ran on the exact opposite. And now we're getting pulled into another endless war that they're justifying where they have no plan whatsoever. I want to play this clip of my CNN explanation as to why this is very likely to go awful.
Chief. There is nothing I would like to see more than the dismantling of the Iranian regime, but this is an experiment that America has tried and failed for decades and decades and decades. Under Bush, who he worked for, under Obama, Trump promised to be different, but it is not different. He is continuing to make the same mistake of thinking that just because you remove the bad guy, everything is magically solved. Didn't work with Gaddafi, it got worse. Didn't work with Saddam Hussein, it got worse. You can't just remove the bad guy with no backup plan to build long-lasting institutions. And from everything we've seen from this administration, they have no plan. They have no plan on what's gonna happen next. They have no transition plan. I don't think they know, they took out most of the people they were gonna replace the Supreme Leader with. And now Marco Rubio contradicts Donald Trump. Donald Trump contradicts himself. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen doesn't seem to know what the word war even means. He's like debating himself on that every single day. We need an actual plan. I haven't seen a plan from this administration, and that's worrying to me.
That's a very, very key point that I've made in multiple videos, and I haven't even iterated yet. They have no plan, and they're continuing to contradict each other. So, sorry that you can't shame me into siding with an administration that's lying to us, siding with a country that has gone to war for false pretexts before, siding with a country that is just bombing Venezuela, bombing Iran. And like I said in that clip, the Iranian regime is despicable. It's awful. The Iranian regime has been oppressing its citizens for 40 years. No one's going to shed a tear that the Supreme Leader died, but also, I want a plan. I want a plan so that, you know, Declan Cody, the 20-year-old who was struck, didn't just die for Trump's hubris. This is perhaps one of the saddest things I've read in a while. Drake University from Iowa. This is just so incredibly sad. Quote, we are heartbroken to learn that Declan Cody, a well-loved and highly dedicated Drake University student studying information systems, cybersecurity, and computer science, was confirmed to be among the 6 service members killed in Kuwait on Sunday. He was 20 years old, and his family is coming out, and they said they wish they could tell him they loved him one more time. His sister was crying. He's got like a young sister who was just like, I miss my brother a lot. It was making me tear up pretty hard last night because this is just, it's so sad. Quote, he was bravely serving in the U.S. Army Reserve since 2023 as an information technology specialist and had an incredibly bright future ahead of him. In moments like these, we must all come together to show much needed love and compassion for the Cody family through this incredibly difficult time. It transcends politics at that point. You have to just show love to the family. There are also 5 other confirmed dead service members that we'll talk about throughout the day. This one made me incredibly sad. And here's Stephen Miller on Fox News saying that what we're seeing is not a woke Pentagon anymore. I don't know what that means, but I'll show you what our Pentagon does look like in 1 second.
But what you're seeing right now, Sean, is a military under President Trump's leadership that's not fighting politically correct, that isn't fighting with its hands tied behind its back. One of the reasons I fear, Sean, that some people in this country lost faith in the military and the capacity to use that military to defend us is because we had a woke Pentagon. Because we had a military who, at the very highest levels, not the warfighters, was forced to fight a less than full fight.
I genuinely just don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about at this point. This isn't even like coherent political commentary. What is fighting politically correct with a woke Pentagon? You're just stringing stuff together. Like, what's that game where you just insert words? Is it Mad Libs? You just insert words into the script? That's what he's doing right now. And sorry to break the news to you, Stephen Miller, but our current Pentagon isn't operating with a full deck of cards. Here's our Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, attacking the press yesterday because the press was reporting on the death of troops like Declan Cody. Just despicable, genuinely.
This is what the fake news misses. We've taken control of Iran's airspace and waterways without boots on the ground. We control their fate. But when a few drones get through or tragic things happen, it's front page news. I get it. The press only wants to make the president look bad, but try for once to report the reality.
That was so dismissive. He says, oh, a few drones get through and a few people die and all of a sudden that has to be front page news. Yeah, this is front page newsworthy, number one. Number two, we're reporting all of the facts. We're reporting what's happening in Iran. We're reporting the casualties. We're reporting the fact that the Supreme Leader died. These are all just facts. There's another fact, it's that you guys don't have a backup plan. Another key fact is that this is very likely to fail. Remember what I said in this CNN clip. I was very intentionally using historical examples. There's so many of them. Of us taking out the leader, it's called a decapitation, where you just take out the head of the regime, and then things getting worse for that country. So just because we took out the leader, and it's been like 72, it's been like 100 hours or whatever, does not mean that things are going to get better. In fact, if we want true regime change, we will very likely have to go boots on the ground. Very, very likely. What about this? Someone said, Pete Hegseth is just fucking stupid. I'm not saying that because I hate him. I mean, he's objectively dumb. He used a stupid Iran football metaphor, and it sounds like a sixth grader wrote it. I bet ChatGPT wrote this for him. Let's take a listen.
But I liken Iran's predicament to a football team who scripted the first 20 plays of a game. The team knew what plays to run because their first few drives were scripted. But now that the game has started and the blitz is on, they don't know what plays to call, let alone how to get in the huddle and call those plays.
That analogy didn't make it like more easy to understand. It just honestly sounded like you wanted to ham-fist an analogy in there. And Stephen Miller is, of course, still melting down on Fox News throughout all of this. Quote, he wasn't going to let Iran strike first. He wasn't going to let this regime take the first attack.
Yes, and one more point, Sean, is that he wasn't going to let Iran strike first. He wasn't going to let this regime make the first attack, as he feared and believed they would, on American soldiers and American troops. Wasn't going to happen. He was going to decapitate that regime.
That's not what's happened thus far. That is not what the reporting has shown thus far. Basically, here's a story from all of the sources I've spoken to. I know people that are close to intelligence. Here's what the story actually is. Marco Rubio was the person who got the closest to actually telling the reality of it. Israel has been waiting to strike Iran, really for like decades, but they've been building up this idea for a few months now, getting increasingly emboldened off the back of their war with Palestine, and Gaza in particular. So Israel has been building this up, and the United States was getting dragged into it. Netanyahu basically said, we're doing this with you, or we're doing this without you. We're either going in, and you're going to be pulled in afterwards because you're going to be struck, or you can just act like we were together throughout this entire time. So Donald Trump gets pulled into it, and then Trump's plan, from what I've heard, was to make it like Venezuela, where you kill the top guy, and you just have his number two replace him, and it's kind of easy, quiet, and it seems like you took a win, right? That was his plan. But Netanyahu said, no, 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 we want to kill everybody, even the 3 to 5 replacements that you guys have. So that is why Donald Trump came out the next day and said, we accidentally killed all of our replacements. That was Netanyahu. Netanyahu is basically dictating this policy, dog walking Donald Trump. And we weren't scared we were going to get struck first. We knew that Israel was going to strike them. That is how we got pulled into this. And that is the story. I'm going to leave it there. F. Stephen Miller, I love you all, and peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.